It's like a, what's it called? What's that called? I'm drawing such a blank right now. It's like almost like a Spotify with like a podcast. It's like you make money $5 to $10, you know, like a month, just like a lot of people.
Yeah, just quantity over quality. Just
get a couple ads.
Flood those people in, and I only pay, you know, a little bit of piece. But and you have 15 million people listening.
Yeah.
You make some cash.
Yeah, it's really helpful.
Mm-hmm. That is so funny.
Yeah. Or like, I'm trying to think of another one. No, I was like watching something today, and like, they were like, it was a TV show, and in the corner I was playing the song, like the background song or whatever, and it's like, hey, you can find this thing on iTunes.
Find it on iTunes.
And Spotify. I was like, dang, Spotify, like, in there.
Good getting in, sliding in the DMs. Okay.
Yeah.
I see y'all.
Sliding in the mentions.
Get it on iTunes.
Or Spotify. Thanks, yeah. Or Spotify.
Think about it.
If you're into that,
Spotify. $5 sponsor students.
Mm-hmm.
Apple Music's like, same deal. It's okay.
Did you hear Drake's new stuff?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I liked it.
Yeah, I agree.
I didn't... I actually only listened to one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because Keegan said the other one was him just talking the whole time. So I was like, yeah, I don't know if I have time for that.
It was more like... It felt like a Jay-Z track.
Really?
Yeah. Like, there's a funny line about Prego, but that's kind of the highlight.
Pretty sure he's made one of those before.
I think
that's the first joke about Prego I've heard in a rap song. Just being
Prego.
Honest.
Prego!
Which, let's be honest, first time I saw Prego at the grocery store, I was confused.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, what? What? I was like, doesn't that mean something already? Like, how am I about to label the sauce that? I don't get it.
Yeah, I always thought Prego was, like, super popular. And then people started using it for, like, people that are pregnant. And so I was like, oh, Prego.
Yeah.
But
eat some Prego, and then get your girl Prego,
mm-hmm.
and then have a baby, and then feed it Prego.
Mm.
Pregoception.
Little 6 month baby was just tomato
just
sauce.
Just slurping it.
Here comes a train.
Here comes a Prego train. You're going to get Prego here real quick, huh? And then you're pregnant.
Yeah.
Whoa, wait, what?
Am I Prego?
Brigante. That video's hilarious.
Purginette.
F with when pregnant.
Yeah.
Baby top of his head.
Yeah. Top of his head.
Oh, that makes me laugh every time. I just picture a penis just smacking his little baby in the head. It's like,
that's funny.
Weird. People are so stupid.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. Dude, I was thinking about this, like, in class the other day, but, like, not to be rude. I started like that. Not to be rude.
Not to be rude, which means I'm about to be really rude, yeah. And then just try to preface it with something to make it sound like I'm not a horrible person.
Not to put people on blast, but just no.
Not to put everybody on blast would be really rude, but...
I don't know, like, somebody asked a question in class.
Somebody, I don't know.
Don't know. It was, like, a really simple word. Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm just gonna say it was quest. Like, someone asked, hey, how do you spell quest? I was like, oh, my goodness, we're in college. Like, that made me,
like... Q-E-S-T, like,
come on. Broke my heart, you know? Like,
it just hurt here.
Yeah.
Hurt here.
Oh, man. That's right, though.
Yeah, I feel for those people, though. I suck at spelling.
Mm-hmm.
I can spell most stuff, but there's words I get confused on.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I don't know.
I mean, everybody's got the trip of words. Like, mine is research. I always take up the A.
Really?
Yeah.
I just see it as, like, re and then search.
Yeah, see, I'm stupid, so I don't see it like that.
That's funny. Let's see, what's one I always struggle with. Definitely.
Mm.
I always get thrown off by the I's and the E's. I don't know which one's which.
Definitely.
I'm like D-E-F-I-E-N-T-L-E? Why?
Definitely.
Totally. but I'm pretty sure it's D, E, F, I, and then another I, and then you end it with the Y or whatever. Or E, Y. Yeah.
Throw an N in there, then, yeah.
Yeah.
But.
I mean, yeah, but I'm saying, like, E, I, I, E, Y.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
And there's other stuff, too.
Yeah.
Pretty sure that's how it goes.
Get the core of it. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that was good, though, no. Yeah.
They got, like, surprising, which is, like, I spell S-U, prizing, but it's like, sir.
Yeah, I never get that one either. Or, it was close to surprising, so I was kind of surprised when you said it. But it was like, gosh. I don't know, I lost it. I can't spell it anyway, so.
Oh, man. Gotta do a Logan Chapel stretch.
Kid's a legend.
He is. Beast.
Truly a legend.
Men among boys.
He was. For a while. Now he's just kind of a boy among men, really, which is awkward.
Mm.
Hope that kid gets his stuff together.
Yeah. Totally.
To do something.
Yeah.
What?
Did you go home this weekend? No. Like, besides, like, after, like, you went to the farm or whatever. No.
Okay. I just stayed at the farm.
Gotcha.
Yeah, Clinton Keaton came back. I just stayed over there. Hung out by myself for a few hours.
That's nice.
Went to bed.
Yeah.
Got up, packed up, and came back. Yeah, it was kind of cool. It was fun. I hadn't really done that before.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was fun. I mean, obviously, I've been by myself, but not for, like, I don't know, however long it was, like 15 hours or something like that.
Yeah.
And then, like, away from everything.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, hanging out.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was kind of fun.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Ba-da-da-da-da.
My boo. You are my boo.
Oh. I just love, like, the beginning. I was thinking about this the other day, like, the beginning of all rap songs. Yeah. Come on. What's up? Turn it up. Yeah.
I got no snare in my headphones.
That's the best one.
I don't have no snare in my headphones. I'm sorry about that.
Never meant to hurt you.
Never meant to make you cry. But tonight, I'm leaving you, my brother. One more time.
I'm sorry, mama. Whoa.
What did you think of his new album?
Dude, okay.
Did I ask you this yet? Nah, you know me, Ron.
I love him now.
Uh-huh.
But dude, I was, like, heartbrokenly disappointed.
Oh. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
I was too.
I figured you had the same.
I was just like, this is just bad.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't enjoy this. I'm sorry. There was parts that were just, like, the music is too loud. And there's parts where the lyrics are just too loud, and,
yeah.
And then, like, the lyrics just weren't good,
mm-hmm.
And I was just bored.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, I don't...
You couldn't vibe to it at all.
Yeah. And he tried, like, some of the stuff, I noticed this, he made it, like, some of the lyrics, or, like, the way he, like, set it up and stuff, it made it sound like almost like a Migos song, or, like parts of it. And I'm like, that's not even you.
I know, I was like, come on.
Ugh.
Yeah, it was bad.
That great.
I hope it flops, honestly.
Yeah.
I don't think he's ever had anything flop before, so it might be something new for him.
I mean, this would be, like, the most, like, his, like, the best chance for that happening.
Yeah.
On this one, double.
Yeah, no, I listened to it, like, all the way through once, and then I was just like, wow, that was not fun.
Yeah.
I didn't enjoy that, almost any of it.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
We'll listen to it on the way from here to Josh's graduation party.
Yeah.
Because that was like the day it came out, or the day after it came out, or something like that. I was like, man. I was just bored.
Yeah.
I was like, and I listened to it right after G-Eazy's new album.
Mm.
I didn't really enjoy that much either.
Yeah.
So maybe I was just in a super skeptical mood, but I didn't really like either of them. And I was just like, wow, this car ride kind of sucks.
Wow, not...
Just one bad album after the next.
Yeah, not what I wanted.
Not what I was looking for here, but whatever.
Yeah, I thought the G-Eazy album was better, but, I mean, still nothing like, oh my goodness, you know. No, like, not album of the year or whatever. But.
It was just stuff he already had.
Mm.
Like, listening to some songs, I was like, pretty sure you put this song out in your last album.
Oh, you like girls? Me too.
It's like, okay. Because, yeah, I mean, he has, like, that girl singing part. And then his, like, I'm like, you already did this. I'm bored. Like, I get it's, like, your style or whatever, but.
Yeah.
It was fun once, but I need something else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so far he's kind of peaked at the album with the jacket.
Yeah, bad things happen when it's dark out or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Something happens when it's dark out.
Mm-hmm.
Just
stuff happens when
it's stuff. Is it stuff happens when it's dark out?
Something
I don't know.
Like that, I don't know.
Something happens when it's dark out. I don't know.
Usually sleep, but.
For me, sleep, you know, maybe homework.
Yeah.
If need be.
Probably not.
Probably not, if we're being honest. We just try and stray away from that as far as we can.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It has, like, I was talking to Tall Paul, and we kind of both agreed, like, we're kind of, like, not really... Best way I can think of, like, saying is, like, kind of, like, in the groove yet with school, just because, like, nothing, like, big has happened, like, no test. Like, no, like, huge assignment.
No, it just kind of feels weird. It's like we're not really at school yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one of my classes was canceled yesterday because my professor was sick, and I was like, man, we've only had this class, like, 3 times. Like, we've been in school for 3 weeks. I'm pretty sure we've only been here 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what's going on. Yeah, it is weird. That class was canceled, and the water thing happened, and it's been really cold and snowing, and professors have canceled, and you know, I haven't really had anything yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still just lazy about doing my stuff, which is really bad.
Yeah.
Like, I've got stuff due tomorrow, but I haven't even looked at it.
Yeah.
But it's not due till tomorrow, so I don't really care. Like, tomorrow at midnight, so it's like, well, whatever.
Plenty of time, yeah.
Easy. Or at least I hope it's at midnight. I'm
mm-hmm.
doing class. I'm not sure. I don't think so. Yeah. So, yeah, it's bad, but. No, well.
Mm-hmm. Whatevs. Bro.
It's about to get going.
Oh, yeah. Because
we're not going to have any time off. Like, I don't think we've got a long weekend until spring break.
Yeah.
So, about to get in the groove real quick.
Are you going to do anything, like, special for Valentine's Day?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I'm broke. Because Chelsea just had her birthday, and then we had our, well, we have our 10-month.
Mm.
And just had Christmas.
Yeah.
So I was like, God.
Bang, bang, man. Yeah.
It's all back to back to back to back. I don't have anything in my... I don't have any cash.
Yeah.
Sorry, like, I don't know what to do at this point.
I love you, but
I can't love you. I'll give you some chocolate, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Probably, I'll probably do something, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. But I don't know what.
How's it going for you?
What?
You guys?
Good.
Tight. Tight.
Mm. Fun stuff.
Dude, let me ask you something. Are you ever like just like unhappy for like with like your relationship for, like but like for no like actually good reason.
Unhappy in what way?
It's like okay, I was like.
Like you just wish you weren't dating them.
Yeah, but like for not actually a good reason. You know what I mean?
I don't know about that.
See, like I don't know. I was kind of like, and okay, like the John didn't do anything or whatever. But like I was probably like last week, I was like, not. I'm trying to think of like a way to say this. But yeah, just kind of like that. Like there was no good reason for me to be like, I don't want to do this anymore. But like there was a part of me that was like, I don't want to do this anymore.
How long was this period?
I mean, probably like a couple days.
Really?
Which is weird. Like there's not, and I don't know.
Okay. I haven't had that with Chelsea, but I definitely remember like I had that with Brooke. And I was just like, man, like there were just points I was like, I don't really care. So yeah, I don't know. But yeah, I kind of noticed that I've never had that with Chelsea. So yeah. I don't know what the reason is. I don't know if it's just like,
Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if like this is like because, I mean, Deshaun is like honestly like the person I've actually like really dated. Yeah, you know what I mean,
right.
So like, I'm not sure if that's just kind of like a product of like being in like a relationship and now, like, oh, I can't kind of do whatever I want to a certain extent, and mm-hmm. I'm kind of locked up. But I don't know. I don't want to try to overthink it, but I was just gonna bring it up to somebody, cause like
yeah, no, I've had that, like I know that feeling.
Yeah,
I haven't had it for a long time, but yeah, there's like points where I'm like, I hate you, but it's only for like maybe a day.
Yeah.
Not even that, usually. Usually it's like a couple hours, and I'm like, all right, I love you again. Love me.
Yeah.
But yeah. With me and Brooke, I know it's definitely kind of a roller coaster. Because I think there was times that she was just like, I don't really want to date you. And there's times I was like, I don't really want to date you.
Yeah.
And then, now we didn't date either each other at all.
Yeah.
But. Might just be that.
Yeah.
Might just be that's the first real thing.
Mm-hmm. I know Jaren, he mentioned a lot, like, the idea of, because he kind of saw us, like, with a lot of his friends, like, in the BSU or just, like, around, but, like, they'd be in relationships with, like, good girls, but, like, they weren't really that happy. And he'd also be like, yeah, if you're not happy, then, like, Why are you there, honestly? Like,
yeah.
Because, yeah. And, but, like, when I hang out with Deshaun, like, I'm not even happy. Like, yeah. So, I don't, there's not really.
No, I've thought about that, too. And I'm always, like, checking myself. I'm like, am I happy?
Yeah.
Or do I just think I'm happy? Mm-hmm. I'm like, wow, I'm way too in my own head on this one. I need to go take a swim and lake somebody else.
Yeah, yeah. So. Yeah.
That's funny.
It's good to know people think the same things I do.
Oh, yeah. It's horrible. We're all the same.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Totally, yeah.
I've talked to Joel a lot about stuff.
Yeah.
With me and Chelsea, and he's like, I'm exactly the same. I'm like, oh gosh, makes too many of us.
Yeah.
Oh man, good stuff.
Truly.
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 Dude, are you going to Wednesday's meeting or Tuesday?
Great question. I don't know. I should probably go to Tuesday's, but...
It's the same meeting.
Oh, man. I wonder if Jason actually cares.
Oh, bro. I mean, I don't know. Probably not. Because, like... I don't know. I kind of thought about... just like youth group stuff has kind of made me like a bit understand like more of like the whole idea of like some of our rules at the BSU. Mm-hmm. Just because like, yeah, sure, this, I mean, 99% like not going to happen, but that 1%, you know, if it does happen, then, you know, it's on me and stuff like that. And so I've kind of like understood that a little bit more, but at the same time, like, I'm dealing with like 14-year-olds and he's dealing with like grown people.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean,
people who can do whatever they want.
Exactly. So it's like, probably not, honestly.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine. And I feel like at a certain point he'd say something.
Yeah.
But it'd be like jokingly, like, hey, you just like not showing up?
Or? Very passive aggressive, classic Jason stuff. Yeah. You're like, wow, that hurt actually a lot, but I don't know why you didn't just say it normal.
Yeah.
Like, you could have just asked me and I would have given you a straight answer instead of making fun of me about it, but whatever.
Yeah. But
yeah, I don't think conflict resolution is necessarily his strong suit in that part. He's like, I just want to make a joke about it, make you feel bad, and then switch because you feel bad about it, not because you think I said something that made sense.
Yeah.
I don't want to be reasonable. I just want to make you feel bad.
Like, I remember when he first asked us, like last year when we like started to text him like when we were like 5 to 7 minutes late. He's like, so you guys just text me every time you're like a little bit late?
You just text me when you're late?
Yeah. It's like, yeah.
We're like, yep. And he was like, uh-huh. And I was like, awkward. Yikes.
That was funny.
Just when you realize that kind of stuff, you're supposed to just keep it to yourself. Let everybody have some fun here. Come on.
Yeah.
I think in a lot of ways I'm really similar to Jason, though.
Oh, like, yeah.
Because yeah. I know there's sometimes I say stuff, and, like, I don't mean it in that way, but, like, right when I say it, I realize it sounded, like, really different than I meant it, and then I was like, well, there's no coming back from it, so I'll just leave it. I could try and say I didn't mean it like that, but
yeah.
I said it like that, so oops. Might as well just live up to it, I guess, even though it's not what I meant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You say something really, like, passive-aggressively, and then you're like, well, it's not... I mean, it was really just an honest question, mm-hmm. and I wasn't trying to... But, oh, well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just leave it.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny. I guess Jaren's going to be in town on Friday.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why.
Mm-hmm. Probably for, like, his... I was about to say dad-in-law. Father-in-law. That sounds weird.
Papa-in-law. Daddy-in-law.
Abba-in-law.
Papa. Abba-father.
There needs to be a worship song about that. Abba!
Papa. Father. Abba. Father.
Father! It's in there.
You just put some oohs and ohs and like Abba.
Our love for him is on fire, Abba.
I think, Father. I think me and you could write a pretty kick-a worship song.
Oh, come on, come on. Come on. Does this house have roaches? Oh. Like, come on, come on.
Does everybody do their dishes? No, of course not.
Come on,
come on.
Yeah, dude, totally. Yeah, I mean.
It's so, on the. What is that song? Father! Father!
Oh, yeah. Chop Suey, right?
Chop Suey, yeah. So instead of doing just Father, you do Abba, Father, and you just scream it.
Abba!
Father!
Abba! It's in there, exactly.
Father into your hands!
I live faithfully, I guess.
I commit my soul.
Father, you have not forsaken me.
Given things so gracefully.
Exactly. Graciously.
Graciously.
Exactly. It's in there.
Yeah. What else?
I think he kind of repeats that basically again.
Yeah.
They go like the trust in my... self-righteous suicide, what's more like living sacrifice, you know.
Trust in your living sacrifice.
It's, you know, just gotta twist the words real little bit. And, yeah.
Not yeah. forsaken me. Living life so graciously.
Yeah, I think there's a lot. I don't know. Maybe this is... I should probably walk a mile in their shoes before I say this, so I'm not gonna... It doesn't matter, but... Yeah. Christian music. It's a good thing. That's all I'm gonna say.
It's a good thing. It helps people.
Yeah, that's awesome.
No, I was actually, I prayed a little bit about that the other day. I was like, Lord, I love hip-hop and rap, and honestly, it's just better than what the Christian stuff is. So,
and sometimes there's just a lot to be left on the table, like, lyrically. Yeah. Like, in the pop side and, like, on the rap side.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know.
So I was like, Lord, I pray you just increase the Christian hip-hop game. I believe he's going to be faithful in that, so excited. Excited for
began
what's
a good
what's
work.
Coming. He's creating a new work in Lecrae. In KB.
Yeah. But.
There's some good stuff, though.
Oh, yeah, totally.
You listen to KB's new album?
Yeah.
His new album's phenomenal. Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool.
I really enjoy it. Got a song in there that sounds kind of like some Kanye, kind of like Chance the Rapper. That's fun. Oh yeah, and then he's got that one we talked about, The Art of Drifting.
Yeah.
Where it's like, who's he talking about?
It's like a Christian diss track.
Oh yeah, it's a crazy Christian diss track. He goes in on somebody. That guy's gonna be feeling terrible.
Mm.
NF's new stuff is fun.
Yeah.
Not really Christian music, but secular music, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just kind of an in between. Mm-hmm. Just riding a line, I guess.
It's weird. It's it's definitely like.
It's just personal.
Exactly. Yeah. I agree. It's a good way to put it, personal.
That's all. I mean, that's what he's just talking about himself, which is fine, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, I mean,
you can talk about yourself all you want, I guess. But
it's his music. Go for it. Yeah,
it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
I like his stuff.
Oh, I see his real life.
Yeah. That destiny.
Mm.
I'm just fulfilling my destiny.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, that was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know what kind of destiny you got, but whatever. Listen to that song in the gym. I'm like, I am
a
destiny. Ah! Give me stretch marks. Come on. Yeah, building. Gains. Yeah. Okay.
Lifting culture is fun. Especially to make fun of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's great. Get on that gain train.
Gain train.
Pulling in the station. Oh, honk, yeah. Chucky, chucky, bop, bop. Yeah.
I can check my laundry, excuse me.
Oh. Numero uno.
Doctor's orders.
Oh. Doctor's orders. Go after yourself.
Take 2 or 3 in the morning and go kill yourself.
Go kill yourself.
Doctor's orders. Doctor's orders. I'm nurse. I'm the nurse. I'm Nurse Manuela. Doctor's orders.
Doctor. I'm Nurse Daisy. Alright, I'm gonna go to bed.
Hold up. Gosh, I gotta show you this. So, we just made our first podcast. Now,